He's a fibber, and he's starting out very young being a fibber.
They're just two little boys.
He did not have a very good experience with me. Do you want to know why?
Why?
Because he didn't tell me the truth.
Telling lots of tall tales.
At 9 years old, he lies. So does he.
But for a 9 years old, Cameron is a much better liar than Kaiser is.
Judge Judy. You are about to enter the courtroom of Judge Judith Scheindlin. The people are real. The cases are real. The rulings are final. This is Judge Judy. Laura Mullins is suing Nadal Rabah for the cost of her son's medical bills. Laura says Nadal's 9-year-old son, Kais, threw a rock, hitting her boy in the eye.
Order. All rise.
Yeah, it's case number 125 on the calendar in the matter of Mullins versus Rabah.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Judge Parr has been sworn in. You may be seated.
Okay, why don't these two little boys come and stand next to their parents? Tell me your first name.
Cameron.
And your first name?
Kais.
Are you friends?
Used to be.
When did you stop being friends?
When he hit me with the rock.
I want you to look right here and tell me when that happened.
Probably January.
Where were you when it happened?
At his side of the street.
So you went to his house?
Yes.
Did you ring his bell? Did you knock at the door?
I knocked on the door.
Who came to the door?
Kais.
And so you asked him to come out to play?
Yes.
Well, look here and tell me what happened.
He came outside and we were playing football.
You're looking down. I don't want you to look down. I want you to look in my eyes. Maybe it's better if you come up here. Come up here. You sound like a very smart little boy. So I want you to look here and tell me. You went to his house, you knocked on his door, came outside because you asked him to come outside to play.
Yes.
Is that what happened?
Yes.
Are you supposed to play with Kai?
No.
Is that because your mother told you that you weren't supposed to play with Kai?
Yes.
Do you listen to her?
No.
No. Just wait 1 second. Then I'm going to come back to you. Mrs. Mullins, I want you to tell me why you gave your son instructions that he was not supposed to play with Kai.
We had had a couple run-ins with Kai in the past. He's the neighborhood terror. He has taken...
So you thought that he was not a good playmate
right.
for him.
My specific words to Cameron were, he's going to end up doing something really bad one day, and I don't want you to be involved in it. You're not allowed to be around him. You can play with the other neighbor kids, but not Kai specifically.
And you thought your son understood you.
Yes.
Now... Were you home on that day in January when he went out?
I was, yes, ma'am.
Did you ask him? I mean, he's a little boy. I assume you asked him where he was going.
Yes, ma'am.
And what did he say to you?
He said he was going outside to play with our next door neighbor.
So he lied to you?
Yes.
Now coming back to you. And I want you to just understand this. You may be able to get over on your mom. You can't get over on me. Got it? Good. So... I just want you to tell me the truth about what happened, and then we're going to be in good shape, you and I. Got it?
Good.
Good. Go ahead.
So he has a field next to his house, so I went there, and I dropped the football.
You were playing football?
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead.
And Kais was in someone else's yard, and there was a tree with the rocks, and when I wasn't looking, he must have grabbed one and hit it behind his back, and I got closer, then he threw it at me.
For no reason?
Yes.
You were just playing football.
And I was going to go tag him and say freeze tag.
I don't understand what you were playing with the football and with tag. You dropped the football. Explain that to me.
We were playing football tag first.
Yes.
And then we decided, and then I told him that we were going to play, well, he must have not heard me, but I said we're going to play freeze
second.
Tag.
So first you were playing, yeah, okay, go. Go back to your mother. He needs a lesson in truth-telling. Do you understand that?
Yeah.
He's a fibber.
Mm-hmm.
And he's starting out very young being a fibber. You could tell that, right?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Okay, good. He did not have a very good experience with me. Do you want to know why?
Why?
Because he didn't tell me the truth. That's why. Not telling me the truth is never a good thing. Understand?
Yes.
Now, you want to tell me what happened out in that field? Because he got hit in the eye with a rock, right? Let's start with that. Who threw the rock?
Me.
And I want you to tell me how it came about that you threw this rock. Look here, you know why we're here, so you've been going over in your mind what you were going to tell me, right?
Yes.
I don't want you to go over in your mind what you think you were going to tell me. I want you to tell me what happened in the field when you threw a rock at Cameron. Don't tell me what you told your father. Don't tell me what you told the police. You just tell me what happened when you were out in the field.
Well, he hit me with a football and he put me down. And I was telling him to get off me while he didn't.
But ultimately, he did get off you, because if you threw the rock at him, he was off you, right? When you threw the rock at him, I want you to point to someplace. Let's say you're you. I want you to show me somewhere in this room where Cameron was standing when you threw the rock at him. Like where the door is? Oh. And where did you get this rock from?
Oh, I got it like by a tree.
So Cameron wasn't near you when you threw the rock at him. I mean, he wasn't on top of you, right? He was like where the door is.
Yeah.
I'll stand back next to your father. So your son lied to you?
He must have.
Because I read your answer very carefully, and your answer bears no relation to what he just told me. So I assume that you didn't make this up out of thin air. So when he told you that Cameron was on top of him and wouldn't get off him and pressing into his chest, and he just reached out and the first thing that he got was a rock and he just hit him with it, that's what he told you?
Yeah, he told me it was a self-defense.
You outlined exactly what it was. You don't want me to read to you. I mean, no. I paraphrased what you wrote. The impression from here is that this young man is sitting on his friend's chest and pushing into his chest, and he couldn't breathe, so the only thing he could do was to pick up something to get him off him, and he hit him with a rock to get him off.
Yeah, and to my understanding, he didn't even know it was a rock, what he grabbed.
Your son picked up a rock from a tree, and he threw it at least that far. He was not sitting on his chest.
Well, he told me that he was sitting on his chest.
I know.
And this is a result of...
I know, but he was lied to you, sir, because yeah. He just told me what happened.
But, ma'am, this is not only the result of that specific day of Qais trying to defend himself. I mean, it's a result of other instances that led to that.
I don't care. What I'm saying to you is, and don't make excuses, sir. I suggest you not make excuses. I read what you wrote, which bears no resemblance to what your son just told me. So he either had to be lying to you or lying to me. You can't have it both ways, do you understand? Either he lied to you or he lied to me.
Well, he told me that he was pushing with the ball into him. I mean, he was sitting on top of him and pushing the ball on his face.
But that is not what he told me. So my question is, sir, he was either lying to you or he was lying to me.
Well, he might not remember exactly.
Now, just shock you, Miss Corey.
Don't speak. Don't speak. Not remember.
And
not remember. He lied to either you or to me. Now, the story he told to me just now is not a good story, because the story he told to me, just pay attention. Stop making excuses for him.
Cameron was not supposed to be on our side of the street.
Why don't you listen to me?
I said that.
Miss Mullins, if you answer him, I'm going to throw you out.
Okay. No, they were not.
Do you understand?
Yes, ma'am, I do.
That's the second time you've done it.
Okay.
Third time you've done it, you take your son and go.
Okay.
Do you understand? Because these are two little 9-year-olds that are playing outside in rough play. And if you want to watch them all the time, then you watch them all the time. But they're two little boys who lie. Mm-hmm. He lies. She acknowledges the fact that he lies. He lied to his mother that he was going to your house. You, I assume, told your son that he's not supposed to play with Cameron, and he went outside anyway.
That's why he doesn't go to his side of the street.
He went outside anyway.
He doesn't go to his side of the street.
This is not the first or the last time you're going to be in court with him, sir. Trust me.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
It's clear that at 9 years old, he lies. So does he.
But for a 9 years old, Cameron is a much better liar than Kais is.
Oh, no, sir. Because, let me tell you why not.
And later today.
You got one kid with you 50% of the time, right?
I do.
Who cares about whether you can afford it or not? You can't afford to have two children, don't have them. Why should she support you?
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. 9-year-old Cameron Mullins says former friend Kais Rabah injured him when he threw a rock and hit him in the eye.
Not the first time or the last time that you are going to be in court with him, because you make excuses for him.
Ma'am, he came to our doorsteps and he begged my wife to let him play with Kais. My wife said, no.
Judge, listen to me. I'm telling you, been around for a long time. Your son either lied to you or lied to me, and you cannot accept either one. He didn't remember, made a mistake. They're two distinctly different stories based upon what you wrote in your answer, which I assume you didn't make up out of thin air, and you just repeated it to me, and based on a story, put your hands down, that he just told you. All I'm saying to you is they both lie. Now, little children lie, but she acknowledges this fact, and he may look very sad, but he lied to his mother. Now, he's very sorry he came here today, but his mother acknowledges that he lied. He lied when he said, I'm going outside to play with my friend, and walked over to your house. And your little boy was not supposed to play with him and went outside to play with him anyway. When he knew he got into trouble because he hit him in the eye with a rock, he made up a story that said he was pushing him in the chest and sitting on top of him, and he didn't even know, according to you, what he picked up was a rock when he hit him. When in fact, what he told me was, I picked up a rock near a tree and I threw it at least 8 feet, because that's where he pointed to the door. Okay. Do you understand? So he either lied to his father or he lied to the judge. Either way, it's not a good thing. And all I'm telling you is, if you make excuses for him lying when he's 9, when he's 29, and you're appearing before a judge who's going to sentence him from 5 to 15, and you make excuses that he didn't know it was a convenience store and he didn't really know it was a real gun, the judge is not going to listen to you. So I suggest you take control of your boy.
We do. We
really
do, ma'am.
You didn't hear today.
We do our best. We don't let him go to this side of the street.
You're not, listen to me. It didn't make any difference on what...
Had Karen...
It didn't make any difference on what side of the street he was. He picked up a rock and threw it at him. What difference did it make whether he was here, whether he was on La Cienega, or whether he was on Quincy Street in Brooklyn? Doesn't make any difference. He picked up a rock and threw it 8 feet at him, and that's something that he should not do, and it doesn't make any difference whether he was supposed to be there or not. The only reason I asked Cameron those questions is I want to know whether the story I got from him was going to be the truth or a lie, whether he was a liar or not. And it's clear that at 9 years old, he lies. So does he.
But for a 9 years old, Cameron is a much better liar than Kais is.
Oh, no, sir. Because, let me tell you why not. Because he's crying and he's not. And he's crying because he knew he got caught in a fib. Your son is standing there, dry-eyed, just fine, because he's got you to make excuses for him.
No,
and
no.
If you continue to make excuses for him, he's going to be in trouble. And, sir, I'm going to give you a lesson on not making excuses for him.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. And later today...
Listen to me. Do the math. She's got one child full-time. You've got a half a kid. A half?
No.
Well, that's what you have. You have a half a kid.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. 9-year-old Cameron Mullins says former friend Kais Rabah injured him when he threw a rock and hit him in the eye.
I'm awarding the plaintiff $3,000 on her complaint because her son was seriously injured in the eye by your child, and maybe if you have some sort of consequence, it's going to rattle you, because if you still look at him, he's dry-eyed.
Well,
no consequence. You've got serious trouble.
That doesn't mean he doesn't
feel bad.
You've got
serious problems.
I mean, he feels bad for
That's
doing
my
it.
Judgment. Goodbye.
Parties are excused. You may step out.
Well, I just feel like that at some point he needs to take responsibility for his son's actions.
Tice is the real nice kid.
He keeps making excuses over and over for his son.
And her son, Cameron, is the bully of the area.
We've had multiple run-ins with him.
If her son stayed where he was supposed to be.
And I hope that this.
Away from my kid.
Will help him to understand and to realize that Judge Judy is telling him.
Everything would have been okay and no problem.
He's going to be back in court and he will. And that's what the police officer said that day, too.
And now the next case.
All parties in the matter of Dixon versus Carrasco. Step forward.
Cynthia Dixon is suing her ex-boyfriend, Ernesto Carrasco, for a loan to help him with a custody battle. Ernesto claims Cynthia forgave the loan.
Mr. Carrasco, how long were you and Miss Dixon a couple?
Probably about 6 to 8 months.
How many children do you have, sir?
I have 2 kids, a boy and a daughter.
How old are they?
My boy is 5 years old, my daughter is 10 years old.
And you have them both the same lady as their mother?
No.
Now, you were involved, according to what I read in this complaint, in a custody dispute.
That's right.
Involving one of your children. Which child?
My boy.
Who does he currently live with?
50% of the time with me, 50% of the time with his mom.
And you were able to get that custody arrangement, sir, because why?
Because of a loan that I obtained from Ms. Dixon.
That's right. So now tell me, why we're here, Mr. Carrasco?
Because it all started us as a loan.
She gave you a loan to get a lawyer?
She did.
And how much did she give you for a loan?
$3,000.
And how much did you pay her back?
It wasn't a payback because she told me after a while that it wasn't a loan.
You gave her back some? No, that's not what you told me just now, Mr. Carrasco. What you told me just a moment ago is she made a loan to you to get a lawyer, which enabled you to get 50% custody of your child. And you said that was $3,000 that was the retainer. Now, you gave her some money back, according to her. Now, you say, no, I never gave her any money back. Did
no.
you give her money back?
I did give her money back.
How much money did you give her back?
I gave her $100 back.
That's what she says. Now, you're going to explain to me why you don't owe her the rest of the money.
The reason I don't owe her the money is because after a while, she saw that I was struggling, trying to make ends meet while I was fighting for custody of my son, and she told me I didn't have to pay her back.
Really?
Yes.
How many children, if any, do you have, Ms. Dixon?
I have one son.
How old?
He's 7.
Who does he live with?
Me.
How often?
Every day.
Not half the time?
Yes, ma'am.
He lives with you every day?
Every day.
And you got one kid with you 50% of the time, right?
I do.
Who cares about whether you can afford it or not? You can't afford to have 2 children, don't have them. Why should she support you? She's got one child full-time. Listen to me, do the math. She's got one child full-time. You got a half a kid. A half.
No.
Well, that's what you have. You have a half a kid.
Well,
you have a half a kid that lives with you. The other child doesn't live with you.
She don't live with me, no, but I do have to pay child support for her and have to pay
child support
for my son.
Well, who's supposed to pay child support for her? Me? Bird?
No.
He's got his own children. I got my children. Enough of them. So
no.
What do you mean you have to pay child support? You have to support her.
Right.
And how much do you send to support your 10-year-old?
My 10-year-old, $256 a month.
Do you want me to tell you how much that is a day?
You can if you want to.
Yeah, you can't feed a goldfish on that. $256 divided by 30 equals $8.53 a day.
That's just for child support, though.
Listen, Carrasco.
Yes?
It's a loan. A loan is a loan is a loan.
If she told me not to pay her back.
Pay attention to me. I talk, now you listen.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. Have you been cheated? Go to judgejudy.com or call 1-888-800-JUDY.
Now, what you said in your answer was that when she gave you the $3,000 to get a lawyer, she told you at the time she gave it to you not to worry about paying her back. That's not what you just told me. You just told me that after you gave her the $800, she told you not to worry about paying her back. Then you say in May 2010, which was 6 months later, you got your tax returns and you gave her $800 because I wanted to show her my appreciation for her help.
That's right.
Listen to me. Let me tell you how you're going to show your appreciation for her help. You're going to give her the rest of the money that you owe her, which is $2,200. Judgment for the plaintiff, that's all.
Parties are excused. You may step out.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. And on the next Judge Judy.
She started out as a loan, but then she told me I didn't have to pay her back.
No, it was always originally a loan.
We broke up. I think that's what made her mad.
It had been too long since I received another payment for the loan.
Well, we worked together. She was okay, and then...
So, just felt I had to take it this route.
After we broke up, she wanted her money.
I'm just gonna tell people there's no money in this bank.